Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about $100 an acre, where it works and where it doesn't work. It gets thrown around a lot in our whole environment.
Too much sometimes.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Sorry. Nat asked, where and how do you disclose no access? Do you say, for example, landlocked or no easement or no access? What specifically?
This is a great question, too. Well, just like yesterday.
First of all, I probably wouldn't be buying some of them if they really are in that situation. I got to go back to that.
I mean, this brings up a fantastic question, right? We have the four A's. That's how we decide whether to buy property. When a signed offer comes back, we run it through the four A test. Access, which we're going to talk about in a second. Acreage, more is usually better. Attribute, like it's on a waterfront or a mountain view. And
Affordability,
cheaper is better. This is access. So access comes up every single day in this business, and it will for the rest of your career. Mm-hmm. There's physical access and legal access, and then there's no freaking access. Helicopter access.
That's hilarious.
So, and we don't even buy those properties anymore. I see some of our members on Landpin. They're posting their property, right, and it's got helicopter access is what I call.
Right.
And, you know, and they do okay.
Because beautiful cliffside property.
And look, I'll tell you, that's a whole specialization in and of itself. So the historical, all you've ever heard from seasoned real estate people on Bigger Pockets or anywhere else, you're buying that property so cheap because it doesn't have any access then. And the fact is this, there are a tremendous amount of people out there who want property with no access.
True.
What they don't want, what no one wants, is to be lied to.
Exactly.
If you know it has no access, then you say, here's the maps, here's all the stuff in the description. I never checked on access at all. Mm-hmm. Looks to me like there's none. But you never, before you buy this property, before you do, we'll take a good look at access. We never looked into it. Mm-hmm. We're in the business of buying and selling property. Everything I know is on this posting.
Right.
So it's a decision about what you want to specialize in. There's a time, a long time ago, early in my career, where I bought property like that all the time. And I said, I don't know if it has access. Here's all the maps. You decide.
Right.
Which is being honest. Which is one of the ways that, you know, we became wholesalers, because right, it was just easier to do that with people who are in the industry, and then they can decide for themselves. That's right. What Landpin really is. Right. Landpin.com is where we sell, where our members sell their property,
mm-hmm,
you know, for free.
Exactly.
So do we call it landlocked? I never use that word. In fact, I won't say it again.
Yeah, it's like...
Do we call it no easement? No, we don't.
No.
We don't, or no access or any of that stuff. Mm-mm.
Yeah, put that right in the title and let's see how the response you get.
I mean, you can say like, if you really are interested in never being found again, because there's a lot of end user buyers.
Right, I'm eating my words here, you're right. That's very true.
You know.
Well, think about the discussion you and I had the other day. You were just giving me this whole long discussion about, you know, we can be making our own water. We could be doing, I mean, all the things, making our own fuel, you know, with solar, everything. I mean,
this is my hobby right now.
Yes, you reminded me. I'll
sit here and talk about this for an hour.
Living off the grid and having fuel and water and power and everything you possibly need is not crazy.
So Jill and I are kicking around the idea. This is a little bit off topic, but we will get back there. Kicking the idea around of getting the people like solar panel manufacturers and these big companies and get everybody together and like building, sponsor-wise, building a house on a piece of property that we own, mm-hmm, filming the whole thing. So you can truly, now the way technology is, live off the grid.
Right.
I mean, you need like four things, right? You need food, yeah, you can grow that. You need water, you can make that from just about anything by distilling it.
People don't know that.
You need fuel. Well, there's ethanol, which you can make yourself in your basement.
People don't know that.
And there's what? Shelter, I think. So, I mean, power. You can solar power, wind power, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The way technology is, it's getting off the grid. Even if you're like in the urban area like we are in Los Angeles, right, is really, really not, it's not hard and not expensive.
You could be doing it in your garage too.
What the heck is that? What?
Making these.
Is somebody doing that in our house?
I don't know. I don't know. So, just saying. What's that over there? Oh, it's nothing. Just leave the tarp over that.
What the heck? I'm just joking. Leave the tarp. When is it ever a good idea to put your head under someone else's tarp? No.
<It's true. laughs> Oh, boy. My only question is, are we going to blow up something here? No. Okay, then go for it.
By the way, Jill is the single most patient female on the planet.
Oh, my gosh.
If I pull this stuff with my mom around, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think good. Deep down, you kind of like it a little bit. I mean, I think,
you know what I like about it? It makes you happy. That's right. Really what I like.
It's the nicest thing you said.
It is. It makes you happy. And it's actually funny when I'm over at my girlfriend's, you say, hey, I need these items. Does anyone have these? I'm like, what is he doing? It's the funniest
it's
thing.
My, like, you know what?
Let me check.
It's not a prepper thing or anything. I don't care about that. It's not that. It's just like, I want to see if I can do it. I want to prove it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we're in the land business, you know? I don't know.
We need to be documenting this.
Ties some back to somewhere.
This is back to our new, we're going to see a lot more videos coming up. We're working on making some changes, and I think we should add this to that. Like some of these projects you're working on, if we did a little documentary and on that, it would be pretty cool.
If you go on YouTube and you just type in, you know, off the grid, you're going to see some really interesting people. There's one guy who's got a whole show on there, moved out of Manhattan, New York. He was fed up. And bought a piece of 40-acre property in Nevada, and he's recording everything. He's on there all the time. This is how I do it. This is this. He's sick of the people and sick of the whole, you know, the establishment, so to speak, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, I was going to add to this. Hey, Nat. Right now in our weekly newsletter, we're covering different things in postings. So last week's was just talking about titling and things to title and attributes, what to put in there. So
yeah, how to post property on the internet. Uh-huh. It's a whole series, I think.
It is. And we covered the first part, which is is writing a title that gets everybody's attention and makes them want your property.
Jill started this newsletter, and I'll tell you, probably 5 issues ago.
October.
And
I started it.
The amount of good feedback you're getting from everybody is amazing.
It is.
The way to get on the list is to get the easiest way is to get the ebook.
Right.
If you go to Land Academy, just download the free ebook. That puts you on the Jill's radar for that whole.
You get my weekly newsletter.
It's all. It doesn't cost anything. It's really actually pretty cool. And then I was going to wrap it up by saying this, Nat. There's a bunch of members. It's very easy to pick out who's extremely successful and who's just learning. If you go to LandPen and you see. You know, you'll see Luke Smith and several other real successful members. If they have a ton of property posted on LandPen, look at their postings because they're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I see people do that are successful in our group is make these screenshot videos flying around Google Earth. It's real simple.
Right.
And that'll you can talk about access right in there. You know, you can say, you know, I'm not sure, but there's a road over here. There's a road over here and there's a trail right here. And it seems to me like you could get to the property, but legal access, I don't know. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's priced this way.
That you're increasing the percentages of selling that property pretty quickly. Exactly, Jill. Well, good point. Mm-hmm. You know,
what I tell people.
If you have a customer who expects everything, good customer service, rock bottom prices, and a perfect drive up property, get rid of that customer. It just doesn't happen that way.
No. This is why we're here.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, $100 an acre only works in certain counties. Well, how the heck did this come up?
This is one of my pet peeves. So I'm really good. This is slowly creeping its way up to driving for dollars with me.
So let me start off by saying the sentence. And if you only want to retain one sentence from this whole show, retain this one, please. This concept that we have about sending offers to owners for real estate works in every single county in this country. Every single one. Every single parish, every single district, every single one in every city, including, for sake of argument, Manhattan, New York. Well, what's the variable then? The variable is the offer price and how you gauge it. Mm-hmm. I use $100 an acre as an example because we have been buying property for $100 an acre for quite some time all over the Western United States. Mm-hmm. But if you send a bunch of offers out in Manhattan, New York for $100 an acre, you're going to get some real angry people. And you're not going to buy any property. Forget about the angry people. Mm-hmm. So the variable is price per property or price per square foot when you buy houses or price per acre. $100 an acre works in the middle of the desert. It works great. It works fantastically well. We did 15,000 property or whatever, 13,000 properties like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work when you're buying houses and it doesn't work when you're buying farmland. It certainly doesn't work with urban infill lots.
Exactly.
There's a very select few people that think that, then they're not, none of them are in our group, but I get, you know, they say, well, I sent a mailer out for $100 an acre in Toledo, Ohio, and I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
So I just want to drive that home.
Right. I see people getting hung up here, and I just want to make, that's the whole point, I think, of this show is you got to, you know, price it up, price it down based on, do we buy things less than $100 an acre? Sometimes. Do I see our members doing that? Sometimes. I really do. But it's, you know, it's all variable. So, and I like what it's, you want to do this right because you don't want to waste your time and you don't want to waste your money. That's the whole thing. You don't want to, you can't be this generic.
It costs 49 cents to send an offer. Do you really want to just send a bunch of offers somewhere where you're pretty sure that nobody's going to sign them just to see? Mm-hmm. This leads to the bigger question. Well, all right, smart guy, you know, you're speaking to me. Mm-hmm. All right, smart guy, great. $100 an acre doesn't work in Toledo, Ohio. What does?
Right.
Well, maybe you should become a member.
Exactly. And we'll
and find
show
out.
You.
I think we have about 38 spots left, and then we're shutting it down.
Well, and then, I mean, let's be honest. We're working on this, teaching more in depth. You already are, about certain areas in Toledo will be higher property yeah. value, and some are lower property value based on, you know, the APN scheme and...
Yes, that's great. Exactly, Jill. And we're doing a show on this soon, I think, about how to use the assessed value, why it's imperative mm-hmm. to use the assessed value as a gauge. You never want to send offers out at the assessed value, but you use it as a relative gauge to other things in the county. So there are some very, keep listening. I mean, in the show's in
Thursday.
Next week. Is it Thursday?
It's okay. Thursday.
Excellent. So we'll talk about that topic then. But my point is, I use $100 an acre all through the programs, the education, and you know, I want to be super clear that this works everywhere, but $100 an acre doesn't work everywhere.
You know, I'm trying to figure out why people get hung up on that. And I hope it's not laziness.
That's what it is.
Okay.
I was going to say apathy, but lazy's good.
So, all right. Yeah, call a spade a spade. I'm just going to do $100 an acre. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to blindly send these out and just see what happens. Don't do that. Spend 20 more minutes or even 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon, whatever it takes. Get into it, like Jack says. You have all the data right there. What?
No, it's all, you're right. Oh. I'll say it in a minute.
Okay.
I'm making myself laugh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. So spend a little more time and look at some of the completed sales. There's lots of things out there that will help you figure out pricing and offers.
You really have to study this. This is not, well, he just had $100 an acre. I'm going to send it out. You need to spend hours researching right. this. You know, the best people sign up for now every day. Right. And we have a very sophisticated system about, well, where did that person come from? That's what Jill and I, every time somebody signs up, and this is what we're finding now, that they looked into this and touched us or we touched them somehow like months ago.
Right.
They really, really researched this.
Right, so they're used to research. Good point. By the time, light bulb. You're right. That's part of why our group is so good. Because mm-hmm. they're used to research. Because by the time they got to us and they're in our group, they've still been watching and listening and yep. researching and doing their homework and checking us out and checking our people out, checking our role.
This is why we don't have live events in a hotel somewhere.
Brilliant.
We will have live events, but not, we don't have sales events, let's
no,
say.
No, it's not like
we
that.
We have information
educational
events.
Educational.
And so we don't want anyone, please don't make a flippant decision about right. this. It takes, you know, if you're the type of person who has to research everything six times and you really annoy the people in your life with the stuff that's in the garage and the tarps that you might have,
then you're perfect for us. Then you're in the right place.
And you question the establishment and
you're sick of your job. Yeah.
And you say statements like this: oil's a conspiracy, or, you know,
that's right.
I'm not advocating that or not advocating right. that, but at least you're thinking about it.
Exactly. You'll, there's got to be a better way.
There's got to be a better way.
Yes.
Then you'll fit in great here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Don't go political. Don't go political.
No, I never.
Okay, good.
Never. But do you, I mean, Jill, you speak with a lot of people all the time, you know. You can gauge right away.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you gauge right away who's going to do well?
I can.
Tell us. I mean, I'd love to hear this.
Based by the questions they ask really, and just if they've done their homework. You know, there's, I haven't got those calls in a long time, but I used to a while back where I get calls from people right away that they just found us. And they're like, so please tell me what this is all about. And I'm like, really? If I have to explain to you the whole big picture because you haven't spent a little more time, you're not my person, and you might be, but you're just not ready right now. Please go do some homework. And you and I have figured it out now. And there's what, three? I'll give it. You and I have. Do I have time to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually shared this with a few people here recently too, and a couple new members, because they fit this mold. And you and I figured out a couple things. Number one, the people that come to us have some real estate experience. They have some background. Maybe they, you know, maybe they were in it themselves.
They had a disastrous flip.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Disastrous house flip.
It is. They lost their shirts, but they know there's money to be made. You know, that wasn't it. The other one, then the second thing is, they're not afraid of data. You got to be able to get a computer and spreadsheets. You know, mm-hmm. that's something too. Number three, they have the funds to do this. I'll be honest. You know, mailers cost money. Pulling the data, it's not expensive, but it does cost money. Posting your property, I mean, there's lots involved. And you basically, acquisitions cost money. You got to have some money to get the stuff in the mail. And then when the offers come back, you need to be able to pull the trigger. You don't want to finance this. You want to pay cash. So that's the thing. And then the fourth, which is kind of a bonus that Jack and I have discovered, that is if you have had or do have your own business, that really helps too. Because you know scaling, and you know a lot. You've figured stuff out.
You know, you have the basic concept that you have to try until you succeed. So
right.
if some stuff goes a little bit sideways, you don't just stop there.
Yeah.
It just makes you stronger.
Exactly.
Very long time ago, Jill said this sentence to me: our members are asking all these questions, or the new people, and they're not getting any answers, and I can't answer these questions fast enough. So she went on vacation and I created successplant.com.
Right.
If you have any questions about any of this stuff, go, all of our members, they all talk to each other.
That's true.
They all talk to each other. I've noticed more and more like grassroots real people.
Right.
Like, they're not politically correct about it. And I love that.
Totally.
Go, if you're brand new at this, or if you're thinking about it, or even if you're seasoned, or if you just want to horse around and spend some time, and that's good. Go to Success Plant, get a username, and ask away.
Yeah.
So what the hell is this all about? What? $100 an acre?
Doing?
If you know, I'm about to send a mailer for $100 an acre in Southern Ohio. Is this going to work? People will pipe in.
Oh yeah.
Our senior people, the people who've been around for a while, say, please don't waste your money.
Right.
You know, that's not how you price it. So use Success Plant. I don't care who you are, whether you're in the group or out of the group or not, or never have any intention of ever joining this group, which is fine. You really can get smarter.
Yeah.
Get smarter and get the answers that you need from people who, you know, what's the slogan? I wrote it. Real people doing real estate deals in real time. And that's what's happening on there. So it's not a plug. We don't make any money from that. It's just a forum.
Awesome. Join us in another episode, or hold on one second. Join us in another episode where we discuss information, that's Jack, and inspiration, that's me, to get just about anything you want. We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I'm going to get another script reader.
if we turn your computer sideways. No, I'm just joking. I get all heated.
You know, I get all into the topic and I'm like, oh, I missed it.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? Little goof ups show that we're real and this is clearly not cut. And
see, that's how nice is that?
It's all live and we're real people. And are we going to make mistakes? Heck yeah.
Such a good attitude, Jill.
Thank you.
You always have a good attitude.
Thank you very much.
The counterbalance is my curmudgeon.
Your curmudgeon. Is that a made, that's your own made up little word?
No, it's a real word, curmudgeon.
Really?
Yeah, curmudgeon is like, you know, somebody who's just like, oh, it's never, all the time. They get out of there. It's not going to work.
That's hilarious.
You know, a doubting Thomas, I guess.
Got it.
It's not my made up word.
I thought it was. I thought that was a jackism. Like, okay.
You've probably heard it 50 times in your life, but you just never let it into your pretty head.
I've only heard it from you. Nowhere else have I heard that word. And continue to never hear that word.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.